Practical Work on Self, Chapter 23, Radiation of Pain. Sensations of pain and pleasure can be used as reminding factors. They can provide the force for the awakening of the machine. Pain and discomfort can be used as an exercise. First, we must lessen their intensity by extending them outward. Slowly, using the attention and concentration of half of the attention, radiate the pain outward into neighboring cells. As the pain radiates outward, you will notice that the intensity of the sensation seems to dissolve slightly, like salt in water. If you add no additional salt, you can radiate pain throughout the machine without causing an imbalance elsewhere as a result. Even slight discomfort, such as an itching sensation, can be radiated in this way, providing the force for the awakening of the machine. In the past, when these small organic pains occurring automatically in the machine had no purpose for our work to awaken the machine, we wished at all costs to be rid of them. Now perhaps you can see how small, relatively unimportant pains can help you in your work by providing your attention with a specific field of gravitational attraction. A strong or unusual sensation in the machine can become a tiny sun absolute from which radiates the force for attention to follow sensation through the machine. We can also use sensations which happen to be pleasurable to the machine, because sensations of pleasure and sensation of pain are exactly the same, except in the matter of their specific intensity. In addition, we could use our pains to awaken the machine by following this method. First, we must keep in mind that the machine is asleep, and that its sleep is like the sleep of a limb, like an arm or leg, in the sense that it becomes numb. We must remember then what it feels like when the limb awakens. We begin to feel sharp, uncomfortable sensations, which we commonly call pins and needles. Hold this idea while at the same time concentrating on the pains ordinarily proceeding in the machine. Get the idea that these are the same sensations which would occur if a limb had fallen asleep. See and feel these sensations at the same time, holding firmly the idea that part of the machine is waking up. Encourage these sensations because they can bring on the sensations of awakening. Any unpleasant sensation at all will serve this function, but particularly one which is characterized by a tingling reminiscent of the discomfort first felt when a limb has fallen asleep. As the sensation is magnified by the attention, feel the progressive awakening of the machine. In this way, we use sensations of pain to represent the awakening of the machine, and in this way, prepare ourselves for the real sensations of awakening when they do come. The sensations of awakening are nothing to be afraid of, just a natural and harmless process, which is not particularly pleasant, but if we do not fall back into sleep to avoid the discomfort, these unpleasant sensations will soon pass and the machine will naturally awaken. The whole world may seem sluggish and dead as we begin to sense the machine's sleep, but we must find the courage to continue through the strange sensations, the fears, the apprehensions, the anxieties which may arise. All this is perfectly normal. After all, we are so accustomed to the numbing anesthetic of sleep. Allow yourself to feel anxious. Admit to yourself that you feel frightened, anxious, even revolted at the idea of finding yourself in a dead body. First, these feelings will pass. If we allow ourselves to backslide, it will be 10 times harder to approach it again. So be brave, be courageous. You will experience your imprisonment in a dead body, but soon the dead body will begin to awaken. Then the situation will take a new turn. People around you will seem dead, but not everybody. As you look around, you will see some whose eyes are a little bit open or very much open. Work with your pains, using them to reawaken the circulation in this lifeless body, this sleeping machine.